Things have been a little busy in Westminster this week, you might have noticed. On Tuesday evening, while the meaningful vote was happening in the House of Commons, great crowds were gathered in Parliament Square watching a large screen with a television feed and reacting noisily to the speeches. The normal protesters outside Parliament were there too, but their sound was drowned out by the larger crowd. In the meantime, we held here in the Abbey a memorial service for a former canon who died last year, Dr. Anthony Harvey, who incidentally arranged in 1998 for the 10 20th century martyrs to be memorialized on the west front of the Abbey. Rowan Williams gave the address as the noise outside rose and fell. Anthony Harvey had been deeply concerned for decisions being taken in Parliament and for the Abbey's engagement with its wider world, as we are ourselves. So despite the disturbance, it felt somehow appropriate to share concern for decisions being taken about our national relationship with our nearest neighbours. But today, all is quiet outside, thank goodness, and what a pleasure it is to welcome the students and staff and the wider community of Allain School to the Abbey to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the foundation of Edward Allain's Educational Trust that's given rise over the centuries to three significant and successful schools in Dulwich. For me, it's a fascinating speculation to wonder whether the actor Ned Allain had any idea 400 years ago what would be the impact of his gifts these four centuries later. I suppose he must have hoped that he'd be remembered with thanksgiving, but he can't possibly have imagined that his trust fund for 12 poor scholars and 12 poor old people in an almshouse and a chapel could have led to all this. Actors had been pretty disreputable people, but they began to flourish in the reign of the first Queen Elizabeth, and Allain was clearly a successful actor who benefited from his own achievement and from the wealth of his wife. As we know, he died at the age of 60 in 1626, 7 years after his great benefaction. If he'd lived another 20 years, or been born 20 years later, the end of his life would have been radically different as the Puritans began to outlaw plays and music in public and even music in churches. But Allain lived at a good time in the reign of good Queen Bess and the Scottish King James VI and I, whose motto, you perhaps remember, was Beatus Pacificus, blessed are the peacemakers. I think it was Beati Pacifici, actually. Blessed are the peacemakers. And he was more or less a contemporary of our greatest English playwright, of course, whose history plays continue to shape our understanding of our own history. Henry V is buried here in the Abbey, as are many other kings and queens. So we held a great celebration here on the 600th anniversary of the Battle of Agincourt, and an actor played the king and his St. Crispin's Day speech. In the past 400 years, so much has changed. The context for education is radically different from the context Allain foresaw. The changes, indeed, in the past 20 or so years have created a markedly different context for education. Think of this. In 1999, 20 years ago, in most offices, to get the internet, which was still in its infancy, it was necessary to dial up the service provider through a slow and tedious process on a desktop computer. When you reached the internet, there was little to show for it. 20 years before that, to achieve the power that we have in the mobile phones in our pockets, it was necessary to create an extensive building with a computer filling an enormous space, far, far less powerful, in fact, than the mobile phones we have now. So now, by contrast, we have access to facts and information at a bewilderingly high level at the touch of a fingertip. News from around the world, data of all kinds, entertainment galore, and the almost immeasurable reach of social media. I say this is bewildering. Accompanying all the facts we can discover are endless false facts, misleading information, deliberately or merely incompetently presented. What should we make of it all? How can we know that anything is true, anything is honest, anything is of good report? The task of education is still to create a framework of knowledge for each of us into which we can add, through our own experience and our own research, new knowledge, new information. And if the framework of learning is strong and robust enough, we shall be able to discern and to discriminate, to reject what is false, to adhere to what is true. But the internet allows us so much more easily to direct our own learning as we pursue our own interests. Thus, we can become independent learners, an important goal for each of us. But first, we need the framework. What else is necessary in this bewildering world where knowledge expands so massively year after year? It's worth reflecting that in the 17th century, a more or less contemporary of Edward Alleyne, one of my predecessors as dean, Lancelot Andrews, was said to read 7 ancient languages and to speak almost all the modern languages spoken in Europe. And he was said to know more or less everything there was to know. Totally inconceivable now. Therefore, another vital component of education is the development of character, the building of a robust, honest, and true personality, someone who can discern what is true and thus engage in a positive and generous way with his or her fellow men and women. Character education has become ever more vital in a context where facts and interpretation are so contested. Schools like Alleyne should be, and I'm sure are, leading in these areas, building a robust educational framework and developing character. I'm touched by the school motto, God's gift. Alleyne himself must have seen his good fortune, his success as an actor, his achievement as a businessman, his growing wealth, all as God's gift. How much better should we all be if we saw everything we achieved, everything we gained, indeed our very selves, as a gift from God? Gifts not for us to exploit for our own benefit, but as Alleyne himself saw, to be handed on to others, to share, to enable others to benefit and achieve as he had achieved. May we see all that we enjoy, all that we have, all that we can achieve as God's gift. That's your motto. May that be Alleyne's great gift to your generation. Amen.